getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, look at that. Here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Same place, same time, different stack of records, though. So I don't know about you, if you're ready to listen, maybe you're ready to dance. I think I'm ready to get things rolling here on the show. There's no point diddling around. Let's get right to it with the Sound Express. And the When You Say Love Polka starts out slow, but it builds, all right? And it always reminds me of an old Budweiser commercial. You'll see what I mean.
Found a special one, and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that said so much, 'cause that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky, higher than the eagle ever flies. If you took everything you've learned and tried to make a magic word, you'll find you said it all when you say love. It means you found a special one, and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that said so much, 'cause that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky, higher than the eagle ever flies. If you took everything you've learned and tried to make a magic word, you'll find you've said it all when you say love.
And just like that, the first song of the show is underway. It's done. It's behind us already. Sound Express there, When You Say Love. Remember those old Budweiser commercials? When you say Bud. And then they sing something about beer. I don't know. But anyway, probably sparked a few memories for you. Here we are in another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I have all the usual stuff ready to roll here. Got a waltz for you later in the show. We got a 78. We always try to play one shellac 78 in the show because that's just fun. So I've got a couple picked out in case one of them doesn't work out. It's a pretty worn record, and I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. But we'll see, one way or the other. We'll have one for you. Here's the Anthony Tabish Band. I don't know if any old are of you old are old enough. Man, say the words, dude. Are old enough to be able to claim you were once beatniks. I am not old enough. I was alive when there were beatniks. I suppose there's still beatniks today. I think today we call them bohemians. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, this is the Beatnik Polka. Here's the Anthony Tabish Band.
Przez zagrody do dom napotkała Jasia porąbaną głową. Ty moja Kasinko, jadkiem porąbany, te czyste chusteczki, oczy moje rany. Może doktor, ani żadny maści, bo w mojej głowie si porąbane kości, porąbane kości, porąbana głowa. Ty moja dziewczyno, obywajże mi zdrowo.
See, the deal is they're Polish beatniks, so I have no idea what they're talking about. It's the Anthony Tapish Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Happens this time every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening today. So make a mental note and come back again next week because, happens every darn week, whether you want it to or not, all right? Now, we all know Lawrence Welk was, I don't know if he was like the king of the polkas or anything like that, but when it come to making sure polka music was enjoyed with a lot of other music on television, Lawrence Welk was like the guy, man. He had to have like a contract with all the accordion makers. Anyway, there are several songs that salute Lawrence. This is one of them, the Lawrence Welk Polka, appropriately titled. Here's Art Walunas and his orchestra. Art Walunas and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Want to mention, of course, say it with me, the World of Accordions Museum. Yeah, because the nice weather is getting here. Traveling season is sneaking up upon us, and people are going to be out and about, and it's a great time to visit. the Accordion Museum, because where else are you going to see 1,400 accordions all in one place? Probably nowhere, would be my guess. And they're located in the beautiful city of Superior, Wisconsin, right along Lake Superior there, right across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. So you kind of get a double whammy of fun stuff that you can do while you're in the area. And you can find out more about the World of Accordions Museum at their website, worldofaccordions.org. They're getting ready, of course, for celebrating Polka Month coming up in May. Is it Polka Month or Accordion Month? I get them confused. I think it's Accordion Month. Anyway, it's coming up in May. They have a lot of activities and events scheduled to go along with that. And rather than have me try to read them to you and you try to remember and write them down, I encourage you to visit their website, worldofaccordions.org, and check it out from there. You can see some pictures of the museum, read a lot of history. There's a lot of information at the website that's absolutely free. And if you're going to be in the area, or maybe you're already in the area, check them out, worldofaccordions.org, Superior, Wisconsin. All right, let's do Whoopi John. Why not? The other side of this record never gets played. It's Lily Marlene is on the other side of the record. It's a shottish, actually. But see, I get sucked into playing the laughing song instead.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Foo. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Folks, and yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. Clumsy, oh, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Out the fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
Yeah, Whoopi John's orchestra there. That's the laughing song, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. There's several different songs that are laughing songs, and that's just one of them. We keep you cheerful here on the Zumpa Hour. How are things going where you're at? Man, the weather is changing. I think it's changing for the better, but it's changing early again. Our forecast in the next few days actually has the word thunderstorms in it. What's with that? And, you know, rain showers in 50s and 60s for the temperatures. I'm liking that. Means we're getting that much closer to cruising season, which is my kind of deal, man. All right, let's do I haven't played anything for Lil Wally in a while, which is tough to do because Lil Wally made like a million records. And every way you look, there's another Lil Wally record waiting to be played. But I got one for you today. Everybody knows this one. Here's the July to Polka.
July da, Moja Julajda, moja Julajda, she's the one for me. The talking, she is my honey, she's got the money. Moja Julajda, moja Julajda, moja Julajda, she's the one for me. Moja Julajda, moja Julajda, she's the one for me.
Hello, Wally there with the Lucky Harmony Boys. Julajda Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Okay, this next record now rarely is played on the show, and I don't even know if there's a commercial release of this one. For those of you that are old record buffs, this is a lacquer recording. Now, a lot of people call it an acetate, but that is wrong. It's a lacquer, and that means it was hand-cut on a record lathe. Probably they cut a few of these as demos or samples that the guys in the band could take home with them after they finished mixing it at the recording studio. I'm going to guess somewhere in the 60s. I really don't know. It's just, it's a label. And, of course, it's upside down now, so I can't read what it says. The record people, Synchron Sound Studios, Inc. I don't know. I'll look at it after I play the record. But it's the Happy Bachelors, and it's Smile a Lot is the name of the song. And that information is all handwritten on the label. So these could have been like test runs or whatever for the guys in the band. They may have pressed up a million 45s, and they're out there, but I've never run into one. So it's kind of cool to play a lacquer record. You don't get an opportunity to do that very often. Yes, people do call them acetates, though, and they were always lacquer-coated aluminum discs. But anyway, let's give this one a whirl. Sounds just like a regular record for the most part. Here's Smile a Lot from the Happy Bachelors.
Sing a happy song.
Smile a lot and shake a neighbor's hand, and then we surely can. We'll build that happy land. Smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again. smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again.
There you go, the Happy Bachelors there. Smile a lot here on Tibbs Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show from a genuine whacker record, not a pressed record by any means, Synchron Sound Studios. It says something here in little bitty print. Wait a minute, let's get the extra reading glasses out here. Crank her up to high beams here. Wallingford, Connecticut. So there you go. And there's a zip code. So you know it was after, what, when did we get rid of the zone system and switch to zip codes, like 62, 63? So anyway, but it's a lacquer record, lumen-coated, metalcore. Yeah, indestructible, man. Do double as a ninja star. Anyway, there you have it. Don't play that one very often because the lacquer records don't hold up very long. But anyway, there we go. We'll get that one out someday in the future. Let's do Joe Carmen's orchestra, shall we? I like to dance. There you have it there, Joe Carmen's orchestra. I like to dance polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, it's true, you know, this happens every week, same place, same time. A little polka music for you on the radio, or maybe on a web stream, or a download, or a webcast, or a podcast, or I don't know, however it is, they get stuff to you nowadays. There's so many different ways you can listen to something. But anyway, glad you tuned in for the show this week. Let's do one from the V-Tones. And it's Polish Power, it is.
Polish picnics and have Polish girlfriends coming. Polish power and Polish power, Wanda. Polish power, everybody. Polish power, shout it. Polish power, sing it. Polish power, love it. Polish power, shout it. Polish power, louder. Polish power, love it. Polish power, everywhere.
The V-Tones there, Polish Power. That sounds like they were having a really good time in the studio pumping that one out. I don't know why. It just seems like the energy level was extra special good on that one. I don't know. Anyway, music from the V-Tones says right here they are from Detroit, Michigan. And their record company's in Hamtramck, Michigan. I've heard of Detroit. Not familiar with Hamtramck. Nope, I'm not. Let's do some Deutschmeister, shall we? I think we will. It's the E-I-E-I-O polka. And there's a period after each letter, capital E, period, capital I, period, etc. That's the way it is on a record label. It's the Deutschmeisters. I know you're going to sing along with.
Oh, how happy we are.
I see you were singing with. I can hear you. There's the Deutschmeisters here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Frank Pastuzik and his orchestra. No, and his polka pals, actually. It's the Cry Over You Polka. Frank Pastuzak and his polka pals, the Cry Over You Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, about 100 years ago, in a land far, far away, many, many moons ago, I mean, a long time ago, like way, way, way back into time, I actually used to work at 1010 Polka Radio in St. Paul. I did, a long, long time ago. And Ralph Huttmaker and his orchestra did a song about the radio station. 1010 WMIN was the station when I was there. They were originally WJSW. By the time I got there, they had changed the call letters to WMIN, but it was still 1010. And so we have the 1010 Polka. And I've noticed when I go through my record collection, I see quite a few polkas that are dedicated to radio stations, but usually they're instrumentals. I have the 970 Polka, and that was from a radio station. It was a 970 on your dial. And they're instrumental songs, because that's easy. Anybody can write an instrumental polka and just name it whatever they want, because I got a whole stack of records right here with great titles, and you're like, well, that'll be a hoot, and then it's an instrumental. Anyway, but on this one, there's actual singing. So here's Ralph Huttmaker and the band. For those of you who might remember WMIN, when they were a polka station down in St. Paul, here's the 1010 Polka.
Polka, polka, 10, when they play the 10-10, I want to dance with you. And you, and you, and you. Polka, polka, 10-10, that's our favorite song. Polka, polka, 10-10, listen all day long. Morning, noon, and evening, made it just for you. Polka, polka, 10-10, WJSW.
For anybody who remembers 1010 WJSW or 1010 WMIN, they changed call letters there at one point. That's for you, Ralph Hutmaker and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along this week. Now, I got an email. I get an email or Facebook message. Maybe it's a Facebook message from somebody who shall remain nameless, who said, hey, how about playing something by Ray Dorschner of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman? Well, of course I can. I remember it takes me time to read the message, and it takes me days to find the records. And I thought it was, it's time for our waltz. We do a waltz in every show, and we got to get a waltz in here. So, dancers, that's your cue to move the coffee table out of the way, or scooch the kitchen table over, or you, wherever it is you dance in your house, or you're at work. Oh, yeah, in the break room, get a little group together there. Why not? Anyway, so we're going to go with a Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman waltz this week, because that happened to be the record I found. And the record on the other side is the Two Canaries Polka that I've played a lot on the show over the years. And I almost never play the Winter Garden Waltz on the flip side. So, dancers, if you're ready, here's Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman and the Winter Garden Waltz.
Thank you.
And there you go, Ray Dorsner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman here at Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Technically a request. I had a Facebook message, said, hey, could you play something by the Rainbow Valley Dutchman? There you go, which means I should remind you, by the way, that you can always make request dedications or whatever you might want to do, and you can do that simply, well, a multitude of ways. You probably don't want to do it all the different ways, but you can email. That's probably the easiest. Just oompahour@AOL.com. That's oompahour, all one word, all small letters, at AOL.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That'll get a message to me as well. Or you can leave a text or voice message at area code 218-259-2985. All right? 218-259-2985. We'll get you to Oompa Hour World Headquarters, all right, where we're planning our takeover. Anyway, I've got a 78 of the week coming up here in a little bit. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm going, holy cow, time is suddenly going fast again this week. So I'm going to work on getting turntable number one switched over for playing 78s here and see if the record I picked out is in good enough shape to play. It's awfully gray, which means it's been played a lot by somebody about 70 years ago, or they played it with a bad needle. We're going to find out. Well, I check that out. Here are the Buffalo Brass and Polka Minor. The Buffalo Brass Polka Minor. You can tell they're playing in a minor key on that one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. By the way, a minor key does not mean they're playing in a key that doesn't get used very often, as opposed to a major key, which would be more popular. No, it's what kind of scale it is. It's a long story. I'm not going to explain it. Well, I'm glad that I had time to check out the record that I thought I was going to play, because it is not playable, ladies and gentlemen, for our official 78 of the week. So it has been rejected. It's going to the shellac recycling plant because it is not going to play again. Somebody played that sucker in a Victrola using a nail for a needle or something. So we had to retire. What did I'll tell you what we're not going to hear. Wait a minute. It's over here. We're never going to hear on the show the Naughty Girl Polka by Louis Bobbin and the Polketeers, and it has the Genevieve Waltz on the flip side. That is not going to make the cut on the show. That is going in the reject pile, which is a bummer. I hate having to throw out a record, but I also hate hanging on to one that just isn't going to play. But I had a backup ready to go. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Here's a genuine shellac 78. Everything sounds great on a 78. I lied to you. ¶¶
kisses, I cheated love and romance. But now I find I need you, please give me one more chance. I lied to you and I'm so sorry, sorry as I can be. Won't you forgive, can't you forget, please come back to me.
There, our official 78 of the week. Sounds great on a 78. A little shellac action for you there. Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, I Lied to You, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We have the Langner Sisters teaming up with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. Coming your way in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get back to work here on the Oompa Hour. Think we're going to get in a couple of more records at least, maybe even more than a couple more. We'll see. It kind of depends basically on how much the disc jockey talks, so I'll see what I can do about that. Langner Sisters teaming up with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, If You Leave Me Polka.
I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. We'll be right back. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
There you have it, the Langner Sisters with Eddie Blazancek's Versatones there. And if you leave me, Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, probably one of the records I get more emails about than any other record, and it usually goes something like this. Somebody told me there's a song about there being beer in heaven, and I told them that song doesn't exist. There's no beer in heaven, but there's no beer in heaven polka, but they decided to check with me. One guy said he had called a polka radio station, and they never heard of it. They didn't know anything about it. Now, that can't be. It's not that rare of a record. It's the Musicals. It is the Beer in Heaven polka.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Like you all to hear.
In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up there. Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up there. Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
All right, there you go. The Musicals there. See, they did find a keg of beer in heaven. Anyway, so that's that. I guess once it's on a record, that proves it, right? Okay, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to sneak in one more quick little song at the end here. Why not? I got a Frank Yankovic record on the turntable. I should play it, right?
Every time you do the polka, Maureen, do it with me, only with me. Every time you do the polka, Maureen, do it just
la 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 kiss only me. Every time you kiss somebody, Marie, kiss no one but me.
There you go. Every time you do the Polka Marie, Frankie Yankovic there and his Yanks. See, I just kind of snuck that one at the end here. Why not? You got to live on the edge once in a while, right? Right here at Tim Zupa Hour. I'm already stacking up records for next week, so everything's going to be in fantastic shape again. So we'll see you in a week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!